This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, probably, about all the cat videos, and you might have seen the one of that kid acting all goofy after a visit to the dentist. They have got millions of hits on YouTube, and people love them. Advertisers, though, are a bit more leery of one-hit wonders like those. So YouTube has been plowing hundreds of millions of dollars into original programming with a sharp focus on the increasingly diverse 35 and under set. Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports.
Nico Young may be the future of home entertainment. At least, that's the bet YouTube's making.
Pretty much when I get home, I just sit myself down in front of my computer and go on YouTube.
Mystery Guitar Man here. Thank you so much for watching this video.
Nico lives in Santa Monica, is 13, and of mixed race.
My favorite YouTubers would be Mystery Guitar Man.
The Mystery Guitar Man is a musician and video maker whose channel on YouTube has 2 million subscribers. He's from Brazil, but lives in America. Nico's also a fan of Glozell's.
Hello, this is Glozell.
Glozell's fan base is tweens and young teens. And if you're not one, her appeal is hard to understand.
So 150 kabillion people have been asking me to do the cinnamon challenge.
In this video, Glozell swallows a cupful of powdered cinnamon, and the results are predictable. This video has 21 million hits on YouTube, and Glozell's channel, where you can find all her videos, has 720,000 subscribers, mostly young and racially diverse like Nico. Malik Ducard is the director of content partnerships for entertainment at YouTube. He says online channels are the third wave of home entertainment.
You had in the 80s broadcast. There were five networks. Then you kind of move into the late 80s, early 90s, and you have cable channels. We see a third wave where online is really able to deliver content to audiences.
And YouTube believes that by funding these channels, it can create consistent, high-quality programming that'll attract advertisers just like TV. Brad Adgate is a research analyst at Horizon Media. He says traditional TV will bring in $70 billion in ad revenues this year. Online videos, $3 billion. Not exactly a contest, but Adgate says that if YouTube can keep up its momentum, that could change.
CBS and ABC and primetime have a median age above 50.
By contrast, nearly half of YouTube's 128 million users in the U.S. are under 35 and people of color. Adgate says mainstream broadcasters have had trouble bringing in that group.
Some of these YouTube channels have been very successful in putting on content that's appealing to various ethnic segments of the population.
By some estimates, minorities will be the majority in the U.S. by 2050. And so YouTube's made funding channels by people of color one of its priorities. It's funding big stars like African-American hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons, but it's also taking a bottom-up approach by selling advertising for channels like Glozell's and funding the production of Asian-American channel Yum Yum F and the sitcom Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl, which already had a loyal fan base on YouTube. Issa Rae is the creator of The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl. She says YouTube is taking a different approach than mainstream TV.
When you do have a show of color, it's like specifically geared towards what they think is a monolithic group of people. And that's just very, very much annoying.
Rae says on the web, notions of race and racial sensibilities are fluid. In fact, Awkward Black Girl was inspired by Jewish and English comedy shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm, Seinfeld, and The Office.
Am I the only one who pretends I'm in a music video when I'm by myself?
My booty shop.
Rae plays awkward black girl, and like Seinfeld, she finds herself in awkward situations. She's driving along, hardcore rapping, when a guy from work drives up next to her.
I totally didn't even see you. It's been so long. I know, right?
What's the protocol for repeatedly running into someone at a stop sign? And how many fake laughs are acceptable?
I know!
Today, Rae has 92,000 subscribers, and her series appeals to a diverse audience.
I think that YouTube and online shows are great because it allows the people in between and the people sort of at the bottom of the totem pole to say, hey, look, this is what's popular. Pay attention.
And network television is paying attention. Thanks to Rae's success on YouTube, she's recently been picked up by ABC to co-produce and write the new sitcom I Hate LA Dudes. I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.